You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up? Welcome back. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Chris Welsh, that's me. Scott Bogman, that's him. We live talking lots of fantasy stuff. You missed hour one. Shame on you. Go back and listen on demand. You can hear us talk about the winter meetings. We got some good callers. The never-ending debate, I still want to know. I'm still, like, I'm not necessarily going to call this open line, but if you got some, like, really good take on a fantasy football question, we're going to go fantasy football only, you can call in. Or if you're going to tell me some of the best uses of the Amazon Echo, I'm absolutely taking that call. Because you can, we know one of them is you can have Alexa to just play the Fantasy Sports Radio Network for you, which is cool. I need to know some others because I've been thinking about buying them. Bogman, did you watch the creepy video yet of Sophia the robot?
I've got it posted. I'm waiting for our next break to watch it.
Okay. It's the anticipation. It's killing me. It's killing me, Smalls. Fantasy football, in the next segments, we're going to go through all the games. We'll tell you the news and notes. There's obviously some big stuff going on. A certain somebody is not going to appeal a certain suspension, which this feels like Groundhog's Day. A major quarterback was benched, so there's a lot to talk about. So we're going to talk over-unders, the games themselves. But we did have a fantasy question. We're always taking you can tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Those are our Twitter handles. FNTSY Radio you can put on there as well. Steve Reed asked us, guy in my league has Taylor and Winston, offered him Breeze or either Baldwin, Hilton, or Stanton. What do you, four, either Baldwin, Hilton, or Stanton. What do you think? He says he owns Alex Smith.
I mean, I like that trade for him. I don't think I would take Hilton.
You
back.
Take Baldwin. You do Baldwin.
I would take Baldwin in a second. Sanders is kind of okay, too. I know he's had the ankle thing, but he had a pretty good game last week. So I don't think I would take Hilton, though. We talked about this on the podcast and I think on the radio last week, too, about how, you know, he's just so boom or bust. I think somebody said he's had under 60 yards or over 120 yards and no in between, like the entire year. So he's never put up just a decent game. It's either a boom or a bust every single week. And I don't think I want to pay for that. So
I really like Alex Smith rest of season schedule. I think he's got a really good playoff run. It kind of comes down to, you know, where do you sit on the Breeze-Smith train? Because same arguments could be had. You could offer Alex Smith for all of those guys. But how much are you emboldening the other team? Hilton's boom or bust. I don't personally care for Emmanuel Sanders because guess what? Paxton Lynch just moved up a depth chart. That's like a warning sign. That, like, Alexa would even say, like, call the police. Let's get out of here. This is not to be trusted. If Paxton Lynch, if there's news of Paxton Lynch moving up, you should run. Get out. Get out just got an award. That'll be get out two. They'll do that. It'll be Electric Paxton Boogaloo. Lynch as your quarterback. So just maybe, you know, stick to Doug Baldwin. Get Doug Baldwin some way. But I don't know if I want to embolden my other teammates. I like the idea. Unless I'm in desperate need. I love getting Baldwin. But I don't know. It's hard. It's hard because Alex Smith rest of season probably ranks out better. A better play based on his matchups than Drew Brees. So if you're in desperate need, I think you can make the move. You say? All right, we're good.
I like the John Cena music here. It's great.
Yeah, this is good. All right. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're wrestling stuff. So we're coming back. Football week 11. It's all happening, so don't go anywhere. Alexa, stay.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
The Fantasy Football Black Book is now opening its pages for your business.
Talk with John McKechnie from RotoWire. New Orleans, they're the most complete team right now in the NFC.
They're at least a clear-cut favorite in the NFC. I mean, that offense can hurt you in so many different ways. The defense is playing really well, particularly in the secondary. I think Marshawn Lattimore, already like a top-five corner in the league. Everything is clicking on all cylinders for them.
Yeah, I think the Philadelphia Eagle fans might want to talk to you guys about clear-cut favorite.
Listen Tuesdays live, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
DFS Lineup Lock, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
They believe they are a better team when Drew Brees does not have to be a volume thrower like he has been in years past. I think it's a very good thing for the New Orleans Saints, less good for Brees' fantasy owners.
Drew Brees, I don't know what his deal is here, because he used to be a guy that cared about padding his stats, and now he's handing off. He is the one guy I wouldn't play.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
In this league
is cooking.
That's right, because we are the people's champion. We are the people's show, for the people, by the people. If you smell what ITL is cooking, that is another fantastic job by the super producer, Chris Pavona. Chris Pavona, come on.
What did you think of that? What do you think of that rejoin, the Welsh?
Oh, it was really good.
Doesn't matter what you think.
Come on, I said you were supposed to. You got to do it right off. I used to do that to you a lot. Pavona, get on the mic real quick.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? You've knocked it out of the park with some rejoins today.
Thank you.
You are the super producer. I got to ask you, do you own an Alexa or a Google Home?
How about this? No, I do not.
You don't either. Okay.
No.
I figured.
I don't want to get into that yet. I'm scared.
I mean,
I'm scared of robots, okay, dude.
Okay, but let me tell you this. Let me.
Are you really scared of robots?
In the sense of, like, you know, the whole, like, what's it called from the Terminator?
Skynet.
Skynet. Thank you. I was about to call it Trinet.
Did you watch the video? That go look on the show sheet.
Oh, God, I watched it. It is creepy.
I will. It's just that I just made your third promo, so you know, I will make sure that I get that done. I will watch this.
Okay, but let me blow your mind for a second here. So, you long day at work. You know,
yes.
You've been working on a bunch of great shows, specifically this one and other ones. You're the number one producer there. You know, number one producer's got to kick his feet up when he gets home. So, Chris Pavona, do you take the train or something? Like, what do you do in New York? What do you guys do?
Tonight, I'm probably going to take an Uber pool because I have a little. I have one of those coupons.
The hell is that?
It's What's Uber, that? Like, but like a bunch it's of people? It, yeah, it'll pick up people. It's kind of creepy, but sketchy. Usually I end up by myself, and it's half price.
Creepier, yeah, okay. Half price Uber or robots.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't trust like an Alexa, but you're like, yeah, I'll get in a car with a bunch of strangers. Not just one, but I get in a car
with a bunch of strangers.
What's your name?
Is,
Jeffrey,
you know?
Dahmer. That's an interesting name. That's weird.
Okay, so you get home, you kick your feet up, and you're like, I'm not going to go to bed yet. I need to fill my brain with something. And if you're Chris Pavona, your go-to thing is going to be information on Disney. Of course. You got to know. Alexa, what was the most popular Disney cartoon in 1975? And Alexa tells you. I mean, there's a value there. Unless you already know that. Unless you are the Disney Alexa.
Oh, no way.
1975?
That might have
arbitrary number. Please don't know it.
I probably
is it Steamboat
don't
Willie?
It. No, Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Willie came from like the '20s, man.
And probably even, still, still popular.
Even the Disney haters know that.
I got no idea. The Disney Steamboat Willie's the first one. The Steamboat Willie's first.
Okay, what are there people like? Oh, it's all about Universal. I hate Disney.
Oh, I love Universal.
Maybe.
Actually, I like Universal. Yeah, I like the theme parks at Universal better than Disney.
See, you're too likable. You're too likable.
Blasphemy.
You do great work.
Blasphemy.
You're so great on here. You make great stuff, and you're like, oh, I kind of like everything. You're just too likable.
I do kind of like everything. I'm like my own dog.
Yeah. Loves everything. You make great rejoins. All right, so A+. A+ today. You get a full 10 on the point score for the Rock rejoin there.
I'm going to go keep it up then.
So. All right. Yeah, 12 more promos, please.
12.
All right, let's get into this. No, I'm could we start treating Pavona like Alexa? We'll be like, Pavona, 3 more rejoins, please. We could do that.
No problem. The Welsh.
Maybe that's why robots are going to turn on us, because we're so condescending how we talk to robots. We're not like, hey, could you do this? We're like, hey, Alexa, do this. And they're like, how about a please? You know, we're taught manners. I'm surprised that there's no system. Alexa should say, what do you say? And you're like, oh, please, Alexa.
So Alexa should say that.
She should.
Alexa should
robot,
say that.
Learn
destroy. Your manners. This week people. On the picks, the Welsh, you were 6-8 against the spread. I was 5-9. Not so hot.
Lost money.
Not so hot. But on the over-unders, we were both 11-3. How do you like them apples?
How you like them apples? Let's bring it home. Cash money, 11-3 on the over and under. What was I 15-0 on? Was it against the spread or over under?
That was over on what? You can't even remember.
I can't. I'm God. Just I was,
speaking
it was
of condescending. Yeah, it was on the over unders.
Okay, so like over under is my bag. Against the spread?
Actually, I think it was against the spread. Oh, I can't remember now. I mean, I was just annoyed going through it. Knowing that you'd got them all right. So I can't remember
11
which
and 3.
One it was.
It's pretty impressive. So
pretty damn
this
good.
Week, yeah, it's pretty good for both of us. We kind of did we get the same ones right? Or did we?
No, because when I was tallying them up, you were ahead of me, and I was getting really pissed off about it. So and then I caught up, and I was like, yeah! And then I was like, oh, but I didn't move ahead of him. Damn.
I wish I was there for like the first half of that. That made me happy. So let's go over the Week 11 games. We're going to talk about the matchups, the spread. We'll do, obviously, over-under spreads and any fantasy information that we can inject into this, because there is some fantasy stuff that has gone on with some of these teams that I want to cover. But first one up, it's actually your team. It is the Tennessee Titans versus the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Thursday night game, which that means there'll be no Thursday night with Bogman, because you will hold up alone screaming in your apartment at every single play. How long have you gone not screaming while watching?
No, I kind of, you know, ever since the high blood pressure, I've kind of had to calm that down. So I don't scream at every play, but I, you know, most of this stuff is yelling at Shazier to not miss a tackle and Ben to make a throw. It's like, you know, two of the best players on the team, probably the guys shouldn't be yelling at, but Shazier likes to whiff on some tackles, I tell you, man.
All right, well, hopefully not this game. Pittsburgh is favored by 7. The over-under is 44, and this is in Pittsburgh. Am I wrong to feel that? I feel like the over-under is maybe a tad on the low end.
No, you're wrong, because the Steelers have not scored 30 points in any game yet this season.
Is that true?
That's a fact, my friend. 0 30-point games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, the Titans are going to go up against a rough defense. The Steelers offense is not playing up to par yet. So in this game, I think I'm going to take Tennessee and the under. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to win by a touchdown. Did you see them against the Colts last week? Winning by 3 points at the end of the game. That was on the road. They're a better team at home. But I'm still in this game. I don't trust Pittsburgh to be beating any spreads anytime soon. They don't look good enough.
That's interesting. I'm actually going to go Pittsburgh, and I'm going to go Pittsburgh in the over. Let's play it full on here. I'm going for your Steelers. I don't know. I think an initiative the Steelers need to work through. And I mean, again, you know, you can tell me I'm wrong again, but you know, Juju and Antonio Brown, they've both, you know, they can counter each other for great weeks, but I really feel like they have got to find the effectiveness with Le'Veon Bell. And you've got kind of, you know, the banged up DeMarco Murray, the running game, and Tennessee doesn't really know who they are, and they don't have a playmaker that really vaults them in any territory. Now, the one negative here, and this is why I go the over, but it could be I could lose on the spread, is the Steelers. You guys lost Joe Hayden, and you lost your safety too. Mm-hmm. You lost two people in the
Robert
in the,
Golden,
or
Mike
backfield.
Mitchell. Robert Golden's playing now.
Yeah, defensive backfield. So that could lead to more points. Tennessee. I mean, Corey Davis, who they might want to spread out on this game, he's going to get more of an expanded role. Rishard Matthews just looked good. So I could see this game putting up points, which maybe I should be going Tennessee in the over, but I'm going to stick Pittsburgh in the over.
Yeah, and, you know, just another factor is Dick LeBeau is the defensive coordinator for the Titans, and there's a lot of familiarity with, you know, him and the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course. So that's, I mean, I think this is going to be low-scoring, hard-hitting game. You know, the offenses are usually off because it's Thursday night, and a short week to prepare. We hear about all the players complaining about Thursday night now, and, you know, it's funny because all the reasons that the teams complain about Thursday night are not the reasons I complain about Thursday night. They talk about more injuries, which there's not any proof as far as numbers go that there's more injuries on Thursday night. And then they talk about, oh, it's just to get money. Well, yeah, the players are getting money too. I just hate it for the fact that they're bad football games. They're just bad, ugly-looking football games. The teams don't have enough time to prepare. So...
yeah, no, I mean,
we've
ran on that
over and over. So
yeah, no, that's a decent point. Juju Smith-Schuster. Are you comfortable with him as a wide receiver two through the rest of the fantasy playoffs?
Yeah, I am. I absolutely am. I think Ben's going to get better. So Juju will probably move better with him.
Best question. No, I'm going to save this question for when we get to the team, because I've got a battle that I'm dying to hear your take on. So let's get through one more. We'll go to break, and then we'll come back, and this one will come up on the next one. So we'll just plow through this stupid game. Detroit, Chicago. The Lions are favored by 3. Over-under is 41.
I'm going to go Detroit on that one, but I'm also going to take the under. I think both of these defenses are a tad underrated, and this could wind up being a low-scoring game.
Okay, I'm going to go the under as well, and yeah, I'm going to go Detroit in the under as well. Kind of want to go over. I'm getting trapped, though. I'm a little trappy on the over-under. I see 41, and, you know... John Fox
it's
said
Trubisky.
One of the dumbest. Yeah, but you know, John Fox said something so stupid and it pisses me off. He said someone asked him about Tariq Cohen and if he would get more of a run, and he's like, "Well, the defense dictates what offensive players we run with." And I was like, "You're an idiot." Like maybe I'm the idiot because I don't know football and you're a coach, but that's an idiot statement. All right, we'll be back more in this league and more Week 11 talk. Don't go anywhere.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore. But I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors. So you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
I want to talk about Isaiah Crowell for the rest of the season.
You're doing what I'm doing. You didn't delete his phone number. No. You text him back, see what he's up to.
Hey, I sent that email over the weekend, and I was like, well, if you ain't doing nothing Sunday night, we can meet up after the game, and, it obliged.
Exactly.
You're right, I am doing it. I'm going back to the well with the Crow Show. Isaiah Crowell, Jake, or Tevin Coleman?
Isaiah Crowell can get written out of the game. Tevin Coleman's not going today.
Weekdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
In this league.
What was that?
In this league.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister. Oh, I'm crushed.
Is that what they do? That's a Breakfast Club, huh?
Yeah.
Good. We're back in this league, a.k.a. ITL, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. talking about Week 11, a.k.a. Tennessee, Chicago, we talked about those. We're back to talk spreads, players, plays, and over-unders.
Stuff and things.
Jacksonville at Cleveland. Jacksonville is a 7.5 favorite, and the over-under is 37.
In a row? Well... Okay, so Leonard Fournette cropped up on the injury report again Wednesday. He's limited, but, if you're limited and practicing on Wednesday, barring some weird setback, I feel like you're definitely playing Sunday. And Bortles has been – I'm never going to sit here and tell you Bortles has been good. I'll say Bortles has been better recently, right? I think I'm going to take Jacksonville walking all over the Browns. Browns suck. So I'll go Jacksonville, and 37 is low, but I'm going to go under still.
Still
24-3, something like that.
I almost said something I can't say on radio when you did that.
Oh, I almost won $100?
You almost did it. Almost $100 with that. You almost did that. You know, Blake, I think Deshaun Kizer was asked, or Blake Bortles, I don't remember what the thing was now. It's the horrible announcing I'm giving you. I think it was
it was Blake Bortles said, throw it to your team as often as you can.
Yeah, that's what it was. Someone asked Blake Bortles on advice to Deshaun Kizer, and he's like, throw it to your team as much as you can. And then everyone was like, as much as you can, huh? Like, sage advice for these two guys.
That was funny.
It was funny. He's probably trying to. I mean, he's a funny guy. He often goes on the Barstool podcast and stuff. And
it's hilarious when he throws picks and I didn't start him, I think.
It's a good point. I mean, that's a good point. I wonder what, by the way, I wonder what the drop rate looks like this year without Allen Robinson. Remember all just those idiotic, just whoop, whoop, balls that would just fly off of everyone's hands and interceptions? I feel like there's less of that this year in correlation. No Allen Robinson.
You could be right. I don't think it's something I really noticed, but you could be right.
Okay. But I'm going to go Jacksonville in the over here. I'm not going under 37. Fournette going to run all over them. Cleveland get some garbage points. Maybe DeShone Kizer can play the garbage pail kid like Bortles likes to do. And lots of Fournette questions. Multiple listeners asking about Fournette, and just continue and hold on to your shares of Chris Ivory just in case. Just in case.
Yeah,
now,
just in case. He had these kind of ankle problems in college too, so it's not very surprising.
Nah, and late in the season. I mean, there'll be something we'll have to monitor moving forward in future years when we're valuing Leonard Fournette. Just, you know, if he's going to get banged up. If we know, you know, if we know we're going to lose him for two games, you know, between weeks 10 and 16 every single year, it might change its value. Next game up is Baltimore at Green Bay. Baltimore's favored by 2, and Green Bay's at home, and the over-under is 38.
Mm. Yeah, you know, Baltimore coming off their bye week. Green Bay has looked pitiful with Brett Hundley. They've got running backs down. Ty Montgomery might not play. Aaron Jones definitely isn't playing. Jamal Williams didn't look horrible. But Baltimore coming off a bye, they're going to throw the ball more. Danny Woodhead coming back. God, can I really pick against the Packers at home against the Raptors? I'm going to take Baltimore in the over.
I'm going to go Green Bay in the over. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that mess. Ty Montgomery looks to play. Brent Hundley's not great, but it's still Green Bay at home. Jamal Williams, Ty Montgomery.
I mean, you say that, and they got stomped by Detroit at home. Detroit's better than Baltimore for sure, but Detroit. I mean, Green Bay doesn't lose at home to Detroit. I think the last time they won was like 2008 Thanksgiving or something like that. It's ridiculous. So
here's my player debate. I teased in the last segment. Rest of season, which includes your fantasy football playoffs. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather start, Juju Smith-Schuster or Jordy Nelson?
Juju has a quarterback that can get him the ball.
Now,
Jordy Nelson has been ugly the last couple weeks. I've been a lot of people dropping Jordy, and I'm hesitant for that. Even with his bad performances, just because, you know, at any point when they figure it out, Jordy's still the number one, right? But
now let me throw this up to you. You'll hear in the news update, which is by me, by the way, that Aaron Rodgers on Wednesday, first time he started, he did like some simulated snaps with the trainers, which is just taking snaps from the center, which is a good sign because this is his first football activity coming into week 11 because he is eligible to return week 15. If he returns in week 15, you have 15 and 16 in your fantasy playoffs. Jordy Nelson's value pops back up. So I re-ask you the question of thinking about Jordy Nelson, and I wonder, well, first answer, what are your feelings on Jordy Nelson potentially knowing that Aaron Rodgers could be back for the final two games of the fantasy season?
I don't think he's going to come back anyway, so I think his value is still fairly low. I would say if there's two more bad weeks, Jordy Nelson putting up like less than 7 points or whatever it is he's been recently, I think he'd be droppable then because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is playing again this year.
I'm not looking.
I know
he's
eligible to come back week 15, but they would have to be in a good spot. They're gonna lose some of these games coming up, man. It's a difficult road to hoe for the Packers right now.
I'm not dropping Jordy Nelson, but I am starting Juju over him if that's the case. The other question is, would you trust starting Aaron Rodgers if he were to play week 15? I mean, you have to assume if he were to be playing, like he's out there
against the Panthers on the road.
Ooh.
So, no, I don't think I would be.
I don't know. I assume if he's out there, he's good to go.
Well, here's their schedule. They got Baltimore, right? That's winnable. It's winnable. I don't know if they will win. They're at Pittsburgh, probably going to lose that one.
Probably.
Tampa Bay, Cleveland, those are two winnable games.
Very winnable.
At Carolina, at Minnesota, at Detroit, that's three tough ones to finish off the year. So I think what they'd have to do to play Rodgers, first of all, Rodgers would have to be healthy enough to go, but they would have to go 3-1 in the next 4 weeks. So this Baltimore game,
record at?
That would put them at 9-5.
I mean, I would say
5-4 right now, or 8-5. I mean,
I mean, I think that's a must play. If he can get out there and play, they'd put him out there. If they trusted it, that's a must play for Aaron Rodgers at that point.
If they lose to Baltimore and then Pittsburgh back-to-back, now they're 5-6. Now it's getting much tougher with those games coming up.
So, yeah, no,
sure,
I agree.
They can beat
totally
Tampa
agree.
Bay. They can beat Cleveland. But Carolina, Minnesota, Detroit, yeesh. I don't know.
We'll see. It's just something to consider when if you guys are really thinking about dropping Jordy. I'm not sure I'm there, but I think we both agree at this point, Juju Smith-Schuster, a safer wide receiver too than a guy like Jordy Nelson.
100%. Absolutely.
Yeah, Arizona at Houston. Arizona's favored by one. Over-under is 40.
Oh, God. This is Blaine Gabbert versus Tom Savage. How much better did this game look at the beginning of the year, for God's sake?
Oh, my God. I'm not sure there's been many worse quarterback matchups. Blaine Gabbert versus Savage Tom. Oh.
How Arizona is favored on the road.
I'm surprised the NFL didn't make this a Thursday night game. This is like the, all the makings of what they would do on a Thursday night game.
They're going to flex the Pittsburgh
like, let's flex
and
this
Tennessee.
Out. We got to get Blaine Gabbert and Tom Savage on the national spotlight, guys.
Oh,
give me
$50
million on my new contract.
I think I'm going to take Houston and definitely take the under because neither one of these teams should be able to score any points.
I'm going to go Arizona. I'm going to go Arizona, but I'm also going to take the under in this. This is the makings of like a 17-10 game. Something like that.
This one's brutal. I mean, the Cardinals lost a lot of players on Thursday night, too. They lost a couple offensive linemen. Drew Stanton out for a couple weeks. I think they're going to have a problem coming up with their rhythm. But Savage Tom is awful. So, I don't like, if this game was 53-7, somebody wins, I wouldn't be surprised either way.
Or if it was,
well, that makes sense. Blaine Gabbert was starting. You know.
It could be 0-3. It could go into overtime. 3-3.
God, I hope it is.
That'd be
hilarious.
That'd be the best thing ever. You trust Adrian Peterson anymore?
Not really. I do just because they're definitely going to hand him the ball. Until he gets hurt, he's definitely getting the ball. So I think I trust him just from a workload standpoint. Like he's going to get 20 carries. So
yeah, I'm still on board with that train. Yeah, I agree. The Rams at Minnesota. Minnesota is a 2.5-point favorite. 46 is the over-under. This is a game to watch.
Man, this is a proven game for Jared Goff, right? This is a now go up against a good defense and do it. I think I'm going to take – I'm just going to go home team on this one and under. Because I don't think 46 points are getting scored in this one.
I mean, I want to take the home team here, too, because exactly what you're saying. It's just, I mean, God, Case Keenum. The Vikings, they also said they really were tempted to put in Teddy Bridgewater.
I don't get that.
Well,
Case Keenum is, they're 7-2.
He's a game manager, though. Teddy Bridgewater, he's probably outperforming him already. No shocker in practice. That's just one of those things. You got to wonder, what if the Rams get up by 10 and it's the third quarter and it's, 17 to 7 and the Minnesota's offense is kind of stifling and then they make a quarterback change. I worry about those type of things. The running game is kind of wishy-washy. I mean, Adam Thielen and Diggs are maybe two of the most underrated wide receiver pair in the NFL. But the Rams are also, they're putting out one of the best stories of the year in Robert Woods. Jared Goff is amazing. Todd Gurley is next level, and they got a great defense. I'm going to say the Rams, I'm going to take the points. I'm going to go with the Rams, but I'm also going to go with the under because I don't see this being a gunshot. I don't see this.
This is
going to
be an NFC battle. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch.
This could be the game to watch. Absolutely. This is the
so
one.
So much
I'm
better than the Cardinals and Texans.
Not Blaine Gabbert and Tom Savage. No, thank you. I'll take Goff and Keenum all day long. All right. We're going to finish these up. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help. I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
Roto Experts.
Pirine will be the guy on the goal line getting the touch, but that's about it. The offense runs to Chris Thompson.
I think it's going to be a shared role from what I've seen Pirine in there before. Of course, Chris Thompson is the guy you want. There's no comparison, but I don't think that they're just going to give the ball to Pirine at the goal line, and that's going to be it. But he's going to have a role where you can consider him as a flex.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Fantasy Football Rewind.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe. And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at DKMS.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
Caw-caw! Caw-caw! That's what...
Caw-caw! Chucky!
Chucky-chucky! Caw-caw! We're back. In This League. InThisLeague.com is where you can find us. Patreon.com/ITLArmy is where you can love us. And, at Is It The Welsh and at Bogman Sports is where you can talk to us. So those are all the things and stuff and all that. You can listen to us on demand. If you miss this show, you can listen to it on demand. Plus all of the other podcasts. It's so simple. Wherever you listen to podcasts, search In This League, and you will be pleasantly surprised with the sheer amount of content that is going to surround you, surround your eyes, your ears, as long as you like us. If you don't, then, like, you know, run. Run. By the way, great hashtag that Pavona came up with as we were talking earlier about this world of just craziness. You know, the Weinsteins, the Louis C.K.'s, the UCLA basketball team, you know, the Atlanta Braves and the sanctions that are going to come down, the freaking Coyotes and the mess that the S storm that's about to come down on them. And Pavona just simply says, be a Keanu. Hashtag be a Keanu. I am all about
like
that
it.
Life, Bogman. You like that,
I mean, that's a great idea. I think Keanu Reeves is a great dude. I never said I dislike Keanu Reeves, the person. I just don't like most of his movies. Face. I think most of them are about Keanu Reeves, you know, going in and shooting a bunch of guns at people. And it's kind of just boring.
Nothing wrong with
I'm not a Matrix guy. Not my thing.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, back to fantasy football. It is week 11. And Pavona, Kevin Spacey joke in there. I see it. Fantasy football week 11, Washington at New Orleans. New Orleans 7.5 favorite, over under 51.
This is the hardest one for me to pick because from what the Saints have been doing recently, it's, you know, it's 300 yards of rushing and not too much passing. But they're going to have to pass to match up with the Redskins. So I think I'm going to take the over in this game. You know, I'm going to take Washington and the over. I feel like I'm going to win one and lose one. So if New Orleans wins, I think that they're passing all over the place. If Washington or they're running all over the place. No, so I said it wrong. Washington and the under. I'm dumb. Washington and the under. So if New Orleans wins, I'll get the under. If Washington wins, it's going to go over. So I think I'm going to split this one down the middle. So I'll take a split.
I'm so confused and everything.
I think if New Orleans wins, it's because they've run the ball and the score is going to go under. If Washington wins, they're going to pass and keep pace with New Orleans, or, you know, even beats the spread. It comes within a touchdown. So that way Washington will win, but it's probably going to go over. So I'm going to split this one. I feel like I'm definitely getting one if I take Washington in the under.
Because I was like, well, why are you taking Washington? If you think Washington's going to win, why wouldn't you just take the over? Or if they're going to cover this, if they're going to at least cover the spread, why wouldn't you take the over? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm going with Washington and the over in this case. You've got Rob Kelly put on the IR. Samaje Perine will kind of take his role, but I think that means less because Chris Thompson is going to take over as a lead role, and that is my guy. And, you know, you've got an offense that with the New Orleans Saints that obviously, you know, prolifically 6 touchdowns they rushed for. It's ridiculous last week, almost 300 total yards. I don't think that's going to be the case in this game. I think there will be a decent amount of gunslinging. So I'm going to go with Washington and the over.
So the next one is Kansas City at the Giants. Kansas City minus 10.5, over under 44. We're both taking Kansas City in the over because the Giants are the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And Kansas City probably going to beat them by 3 touchdowns.
My favorite thing.
Let's move on. You don't get to talk.
No, so. Literally, Bogman just wrote it in before anything, and it's like not even a choice of mine. But I'm comfortable with this.
I mean, the Giants are so unbelievably bad. It sounds
lost
like
to my Niners.
They lost to the Niners. I know they had to go across the country for that and everything, but Kansas City coming off a bye week to 2 weeks to prep for the Giants. I think this is going to be one of the most dominant wins of the season, in my opinion. How many sacks did Justin Houston have in this one? Does he beat Adrian Claiborne from last week?
No, I mean, he probably come close. Is he going to be up against Flowers all day?
He could be. It doesn't matter what side he's up against. They're terrible on both sides. So
over-under's got to be 2.5.
2.5 at least, I think.
And
he's been banged up. I think 2.5 is a banged up guy. What about the next one? Next one's kind of ugly, too.
Yeah, it is. Tampa Bay at Miami. The Dolphins are favored by a point. Over-under is 40.5. Dude, I did a pick 'em group thing last week, and it was different than this. It's actually for money. And going into Monday night, I was tied with this guy. We were both had 11 picks right. And when I forgot who I picked, when it was like, okay, we don't even have to worry about the points because this person has the Panthers and you took the Dolphins. And I was like, what? I took the Dolphins? Why would I take the Dolphins? I have no idea why I took the Dolphins in this thing whatsoever, because they're just not a great team. But either is Tampa Bay. This is a dumb matchup. Miami favored by 1. What do you think?
God, you know, I thought Tampa Bay had completely given up, and then they beat the Jets last week. Miami doesn't look any good right now. I'm going to take Tampa Bay, and I'll go with the under in this one, because this is 2 backup quarterbacks.
Pulling teeth, Jesus. I'm going
to... This one's tough to pick.
I'm actually going to go Tampa in the over in this one. I could see some points being put up because I think there can be a messiness on the defensive side. Jarvis Landry, I think I saw a thing. Jarvis Landry leads the NFL in catches, but is like, oh, what was the stat I saw? The
lowest yards per catch. That's
like
got to be it.
38th in yards, but leads the league in catches. His catch percentage, too, is pretty gross. So they're going to sling the ball around. Kenyon Drake has been...
Well, they started to kind of put some plays up against Carolina on Monday night when they started to throw the ball down the field. But yeah, the problem with that is Cutler likes to throw it to teams that are not wearing his jersey, so it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, they'll throw anywhere that the cigarette smell goes. He's like, boom, Virginia Slim. And, but Mike Evans is back, too, so I'll go Tampa Bay in the over. Next up, Buffalo and the Los Angeles Clippers. The Chargers of Los Angeles are favored by 4, and the over-under is 43.5.
Oh, God.
But the
this
big news.
One...
Let's talk about the big news on this before anything.
Nate Peterman.
The Bills bench Tyrod Taylor for Nathan Peterman.
I'm going to take the Chargers. I'm going to go over on this one. Buffalo is not the same team on the road as they are at home, even though they got stomped at home against the Saints. So I'm going to take the Clippers in the over in this one.
All right, I'm going to quickly just take the Clippers in the over as well, even though, you know, Clippers are what they are. Keenan Allen's demising. Melvin Gordon's still good. They like to fling the ball. You have been... I don't want to say openly supportive, but like, you know more than most people, at least on Nathan Peterman. Like, you've had a lot of people are now knowing the name and everything like that, but you're familiar with kind of the skill set. What do you think on Peterman? Hey, what do you think he's going
efficient.
To do with this offense?
He's efficient. I don't know that he's going to, like, he's kind of like Case Keenum, right? So he's going to have some games where he comes in and sucks. He's going to have some games where he's okay. He led a drive to score a touchdown at the end of the game the other day. So I think this is a move kind of just to see what we have in Nate Peterman. But like the reports have come out, now the Bills are officially going to move on from Tyrod Taylor. It was kind of a question going into the season. I know that ownership liked Peterman. The
you talked about this in the
Taylor.
Preseason, by the way. If people listen to us, you talked about this point in the preseason. And the possibility is out there that they could move on from Tyrod Taylor was a reason that you didn't care for him.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I'm kind of right. You know, the people who have Tyrod Taylor now are going to having to pick up C.J. Beathard. So, Brock Osweiler and stuff like that. So that's why I have zero shares of Tyrod Taylor.
I had Tyrod Taylor in the league, and I had to pick up, like, Joe Flacco.
Oh,
the 16 man. I got Cam Newton. I got
better
Cam
to
Newton,
kill yourself.
But, yeah. No, I mean, seriously. Like, I was like, oh, damn it, because I got Newton on a bye. So I literally have to start, I think,
gotta
Joe
do it.
Flacco.
Yeah. Well, at least it's just 1 week. At least it's just 1 week. Oh, Blaine Gabbert. Whoa,
I know.
What are you
I
doing?
I know. It's not good. It's
you're giving up on
season.
That league, clearly.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm what about, that's why I'm doing it.
What about Cincinnati, Denver? Denver is favored by 2.5, over-under. I screwed that up. I don't know what the over-under is. I'll look it up. I have it also
over.
As 2.5. So I must have been really tired when I was doing this one the other day. But how about that spread, the 2.5-point spread while you're making fun of me,
this
sure.
game is just it's like, I'm taking the over. It's 2.5. That's a great spread. Wouldn't it be great if that game ended Denver winning by a safety and it was 2-0?
By a safety, 2-0. I'd be like, in your face!
Yeah.
The over-under's 39.
It's 39. Okay, that's good.
39.
Cincinnati's inefficiency of running the ball is going to play a big role in this because Denver's no-fly zone, I think, is going to do a decent job of holding down A.J. Green. So I think that's it's really tough to view Cincinnati in any light, even though Denver is starting guys like Brock Osweiler and Paxton Lynch is moving up the depth chart. And, you know, their running game is kind of abysmal, but their passing game is fine with a great defense. So all that said, I'm going to go Denver, and I'm also going to go the under. And you already wrote that before I even finished talking.
Well, I could kind of tell which way you're going, but I'm also going to go with Denver and the under in this one. I mean, it's like you said, Cincinnati is going to have a tough time scoring, and Denver's probably going to win this game, and their offense is pathetic. So this is going to be probably a low-scoring, boring game, you know, a 14-10, 21-17. So it's going to be a super low-scoring game. I'm definitely taking Denver, though. Cincinnati sucks.
Bad. I see it. They're just really bad. It's atrocious. We got one more segment coming up, so don't go anywhere. New England, Oakland, Philly, Dallas, and Atlanta, Seattle. That's what we will finish off with the games, and then we'll get out of here. Never heard about Alexa, but don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, Alexa.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Fantasy. First look.
Is it possible the New Orleans Saints have two of the top five running backs for the rest of the season? You look what Alvin Kamara and Malik Ingram are doing week to week. It's hard to imagine there's five better backs running around in fantasy football right now.
Forget top five, Tony. Outside of Le'Veon Bell, you can make an argument. They're 2 and 3. All right, Todd Gurley. I'll give you
three and four.
Mondays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to FNTSY.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
BSO Live.
LeAngelo and crew, what exactly was your thought process? What did you think the end game? You just thought you could take some $300 shades out of Louis Vuitton? Would you walk into any Gucci store in America and think you could walk out with a bag or a wallet and no one would care? Don't you watch any TV? Don't you know that China is like a, you know, a communist country? I don't understand. They should be suspended off of stupidity.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hey, I'm Frank Stanfill, and here is Greg Sussman of the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever. What can you tell me about the DKMS Big Game Challenge?
All you need to do is answer four trivia questions correctly, and you are going to the big game in Minnesota on February 4th.
How do I get involved?
Keep listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network every day and find out when we're playing. The showtime changes, so make sure you're always locked and loaded.
I'm in.
And you can be in, too. Just make sure you listen to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network every day up until the big game, because we're trying to give away tickets for you in Minnesota.
It's the Big Game Trivia Challenge, sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I don't personally care for Emmanuel Sanders because guess what? Paxton Lynch just moved up a depth chart. That's like a warning sign. Alexa would even say, like, call the police. Let's get out of here. This is not to be trusted. If Paxton Lynch, if there's news of Paxton Lynch moving up, you should run. Get out. Get out just got an award. That'll be Get Out 2. They'll do that. It'll be Electric Paxton Lynch as your quarterback.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
Yes, they do, my friends. Welcome back in this league. The aforementioned In this league. Scott Bogman, Chris Wells, super producer Chris Pavona. Wish we could take him everywhere with us, but we can't. It's just here. That's why it's so special here. All those great rejoins, great promos, even though I sound like a like a slurry mess. That's my problem. All right, let's get through this. We got three more games and not many minutes to go. New England, Oakland. New England's favored by 6.5, and my vision is going wrong because for half a second that said 62.5, but it's 52.5. And you've done it again. You just picked New England and the over for both of us.
Well, are you going to go with not New England or not the over?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go
Both of those. So. It's New England and the over. Like, New England's going to score a bunch of points. Oakland's going to have to play catch up on their horrible defense.
And
seems like this
make
is
sure
kind of the way
run
to go.
14 times with Marshawn Lynch.
They have been better. New England defense has been better, but I still, you score 35 points and maybe add another touchdown and see New England scores 42 points. I mean, I don't know. I think this one, yeah, New England is going to score a bunch of points. Oakland's going to try to keep pace. So I'll go with, one of the best teams in the NFL and the over in this one. I think you're starting most of your Patriots not named Mike Gillisley, right?
Agreed. So. Yeah, inactive. Two more. Philly at Dallas. The Eagles are a 3-point favorite, and the over-under is 48.
This one's harder.
Is it?
I like Philly, but they are on the road. But I'm still going to take Philly. I'm going to take Philly in this one. A lot of shots. I mean, that Dallas offense looks so bad against Atlanta. And they're at home. They've got to be better. They've got to give that left tackle help, because now it's going to be exposed every single week. But I'm going to take Philly in the under in this game. I don't see how they get to 48 points total.
I'm going to do the same thing. I kind of wanted to take the over, but I'm going to take Philly in the under on this one. I think Philly could do some damage on this one. This one, it's a great matchup, has the potential to get away possibly pretty quick. Final one, Atlanta at Seattle. Seattle is a 3-point favorite, and the over-under is 45.
I'll take Seattle and the over in this one. It's kind of, I like Seattle's home field advantage. They did lose Richard Sherman, so that should help out Atlanta a little bit to score. I think this is a very appropriate spread, about 3 points, because this seems like it's an even matchup. Atlanta looked really good against Dallas. They're clicking a little bit more now, so this should be a closer game than it was a couple weeks ago when Atlanta wasn't looking like, the Super Bowl team from last year. They were looking like the Super Bowl hangover team. But I'll still take the home team, and I'll go over on this one.
This is tough. We've had a lot of similar ones, and I'm going to go with you the exact same. I'm going to go Seattle in the over. We've actually, the last five, we have the exact same on, but then we kind of taper off.
I don't like
the beginning.
That.
I don't like it either. We'll see how that kind of sketches out. But we're both 11-3, so that's pretty good. So what you learned today was you learned about Alexa, what you can do with it. You can tell it, Alexa, to play Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I still didn't learn all the other stuff that I can do, so I'm on the fence about if I'm going to buy it. So next week, somebody tell me what I need to know about it. Talked about baseball. We talked about all of this stuff that you can listen to on demand. And you can catch the In This League podcast just by searching In This League. It'll get you hooked up everywhere. And InThisLeague.com. There's kind of a theme there. You get with it. Next week, day before Thanksgiving, we will be here. So let's have some fun. Join us, will you? For Scott Bogman, I am Chris Welsh. Bye-bye now.